for a long and healthy life.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Welcome back, Sons of Liberty. We're speaking of we're talking about freedom of speech. Freedom of speech, folks, does not endorse crime, or does it endorse an anti-American sentiment? It doesn't teach men that it's okay to kill, yet Hollywood television and the games that some of these kids play teach our young to kill. But there are those that say it doesn't hurt anybody. We have freedom of speech all in the name of entertainment. Endorsing illicit sex is not freedom of speech. Then it elevates to child pornography and they wonder why, because they opened the door. Dishonoring your parents is not freedom of speech, yet Disney promotes that all the time. Whatever begins to overthrow who we are as a people, that wouldn't be good for America, would it? Freedom was given to you to do what you ought to do, not what you want to do.
And if you look on the First Amendment where it notifies Congress that they shall not abridge our freedom of speech, they can't say, you know, you can say this and you can't say that. Because we came from England in a system where if you even thought treasonous thoughts towards the king, you could be arrested. Yep. You might even be killed for treason.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it, America?
Exactly. Thoughts. So we have liberty of conscience, which our founders acknowledge. And if you look all in the First Amendment, it all has to do with conscience. I have the ability to worship God how I want to. I have a freedom of religion. My religious denomination is not up for the government to dictate. Now, it does give freedom for religion. It doesn't say freedom from religion. It doesn't separate religion from the public sector. That would have been suicide, as many of our founders even said. We depend upon the virtue that the church establishes. We depend upon Christians to govern themselves because we don't have enough guns to keep everybody in order if they just decide tomorrow to disobey conscience. There's actually literally statutes in many of the state constitutions. Your speech can't incorporate fighting words. In other words, I can't get on the air and say, I'm going to kick your such and such, you blanky blank. You don't have the liberty to do that. You can't incorporate obscenity into your speech. Now, the problem nowadays is many judges say, well, I don't really know what obscenity is. But let's just me and you, the common thinking average man, you know, us simpletons, we know what obscenity is. When you do it, especially when you're a little kid and you're not used to doing it, your conscience smites you. And you asked before, what are the adults teaching the kids? Well, I'll tell you what, the kids are learning it, and they're learning it very quickly. And pretty soon you're going to have to deal with those repercussions that many parents that are out there even listening now have had to, and that's corrected them.
Really. That's exactly right. So, like, for example, they advocate abortion. Mm-hmm. You can go ahead and kill babies all you want. But if a kid goes out and shoots 19 or 20 people, like this defender in Arizona did, she put her hand on his back, rubbed his back in court, saying, saying, are you okay? These are the same people. They sit there and they advocate it. They allow it. And then when the crime's committed, they blame the weapons.
And I think what's even bigger than this, folks, is that this type of mentality is so sick. They exploit the blood of the victims, as we just saw. Mm-hmm. Hey, great. Here's a catastrophe. We can use the blood of these victims today to promote our cause.
Yeah.
And ultimately, they've been doing it already. It's the blood of the veterans ratified a covenant. We have certain rights that are protected by government. Now, again, those rights weren't given by government. They're just merely protected. Mm-hmm. In some countries, you have the freedom to believe what you need to believe in regards to religion and your union between you and God. However, some countries won't protect that. In other words, if you say, I'm a Christian, you may be persecuted for that. In this country, we do protect it because we've identified that God gave us the liberty, the prosperity that we have right now. And God also gave those that are followers of him that same liberty to worship him freely. But they're willing to literally trample on the blood to use to exploit. I shouldn't even say trample.
It's exactly what they did. Yeah. I mean, what was the press talking about? How great Obama's speech was that he didn't write.
And that's how scary it is, folks, because they're already using the blood of veterans that have laid it all on the line so that we could remain free. And if they didn't have that blood, that where would they be? They wouldn't have an opportunity to share. And this comes back down to freedom of speech. There is freedoms that we do have, but those freedoms have to lie within the confines of law. So my freedom has boundaries and have extents. My freedoms are protected by boundaries and by certain laws and guidelines. Now, if one of my listeners, I start to defame them or use fighting words or obscenity to degrade them, now I've just infringed upon another person's freedom.
Well, you even heard on national radio that there was actionable consequences for some of the people in conservative radio where they could have really took some people down legally.
They should. And this is why they should. Because if these people can get away with spewing this garbage, exploiting victims' blood, exploiting our veterans' blood, and create their own agendas, and then when you bring up the Constitution, they laugh at you like you're some kind of an idiot. You're just a mindless, babbling fool.
What are you hearing from the main state-run media? The Constitution is obsolete. They're saying it to you.
So be careful now when they start to take liberties and they start to tear away your liberties, but yet they claim to hold liberties.
That's what it's about. That's all it's about.
I am at liberty so long as I am not infringing on another's liberty. I am at liberty to carry a firearm in this country. However, I'm not at liberty once I use that firearm to shoot somebody.
That's right.
You don't have the liberty to kill somebody. But that's what they're trying to convince you. If I'm a public figure, I can do what you actually can't do. I have more liberties than you have. And then they've got us thinking that they're the source of our liberties. That's not the case here at all.
No, it reminds me of Truman back in the 50s. And by the way, all the presidents prior to him, you could just walk down the street and see the president stop and shake his hand. Mm-hmm. There wasn't a fence around the White House to protect him with Secret Service, so on and so forth. Yeah. When they begin to work against the people, then they need to begin to defend themselves.
Yeah, they're protecting their own interests.
Yeah, and it's interesting to me, too, is it's okay for them to have a gun to protect themselves, but us mere peasants, we can't have them.
That's right.
Or what about our public schools? We arm our public schools with armed guards. Why are we doing that? Because the elders are becoming afraid of the children as to what they might do in a public setting now, mm-hmm. because they haven't been properly restrained by education, religion, and morality.
That's right. The whole concept comes down to is my liberty depends upon me restraining myself from destroying somebody else's liberty.
That's right.
I can't go steal from somebody else because I just destroyed their liberty. Now I'm outside of the law. I'm not free anymore. Just like the train who jumps off the tracks. He's not free.
That's right.
He says I'm free from the tracks, but he's not moving anywhere. No more progress. It's over. It's the same thing with us when we decide that we have a mentality that can dictate and understand what's right and wrong, aside from what God has already given us. There's no more forward progress. When we walk outside of that, we can introduce all sorts of new definitions. We can invent definitions,
and that's what
but
you're
we're
saying.
Not free anymore.
And really, why don't they call it for what it is? Liberty from God. We'll be right back. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood, and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit SafetyNetSavings.com. That's SafetyNetSavings.com. Visit SafetyNetSavings.com today.
You were speaking of freedom of speech, and I wanted you to go back to 1930 to 1968 because this is the motion picture production code. Listen to what you couldn't do. Speaking of entertainment, no picture should be produced that will lower the moral standards of those who see it. Hence, the sympathy of the audience should never be thrown to the side of crime, wrongdoing, evil, or sin. Correct standards of life, subject only to the requirements of drama and entertainment, shall be presented. Law, natural or human, shall not be ridiculed, nor shall sympathy be created for its violation. Completely contrary to what we see today, folks. What's the problem? Nakedness and suggestive dances were prohibited. You're beginning to see this on TV, I believe. The ridicule of religion was forbidden. Oh, this is encouraged today. And ministers of religion were not to be represented as comic characters or villains. The depiction of illegal drug use was forbidden, as well as the use of liquor. Methods of crime, safecracking, arson, smuggling, were not to be explicitly presented. References to alleged sex perversion, such as homosexuality and venereal disease, were forbidden and were depictions of childbirth. The sanctity of marriage and the home had to be upheld. Pictures shall not imply the low forms of sex relationships, that they're the accepted or the common thing, such as adultery and illicit sex. Although recognized as sometimes necessary to the plot, it could not be explicit or justified and were not supposed to be presented as an attractive option.
That's right.
We're talking about the movie production code from 1930 to 1960. What's the problem? Who gave us that moral standard, folks? One more. The flag of the United States was to be treated respectfully, and the people and history of other nations was to be presented fairly.
They had it right. And look at why. Why do you think they were motivated? They weren't motivated by somebody down in Hollywood with a gun. They were motivated because they loved their neighbors, their self, and they wanted to see their society continue to prosper and have liberty, and they wanted to see their young people grow up as moral young people.
Let me give you one of your founding father's quotes again, Noah Webster. He said, "All the miseries and evils which men suffer from, vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war, pay attention carefully, proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible, said Noah Webster. Yeah. What's the problem, America? What's under constant scrutiny by the press, America? God. All the time.
The very God that gave us liberty.
Who would be behind that?
Those that hate God.
Thank you, because they want to what?
They want to control. They don't like you having liberty.
All right, now we're getting on the
same
page.
No, it's as simple as the bug's life. When the little grasshoppers come in and they got a plan how they're going to make these ants serve them for the rest of their lives. These poor little ants. I mean, gosh, they get it on cartoons. For crying out loud, this is nothing new under the sun. Empires have risen and been destroyed. This is what the enemies of God have to look forward to. Oh, we're getting our way. We're getting our way. And then about 10, 15 years later, after they pull their mask off and they make their way completely known to mankind, guess what happens? They experience the judgment of God. Yeah. Mankind pulls itself up by the bootstraps, repents of its ways.
After the loss of millions of lives.
That's right. And that would be on our clock, folks, us as those that, and even more so in a society where our representatives are directly elected by you and me, we the people. And our morals dictate the way that their morality legislates.
I got another interesting email. The email came this week and said, what's your credentials?
Ooh, a credentials question.
What's your credentials?
Dun, dun, dun.
Outside of the fact that I am duly ordained as the other guy is duly ordained.
Credentials, though.
Two times over, as a matter of fact.
Two times.
Nationally.
Just for you.
Nationally and locally.
Yeah.
What does it mean? What are your credentials? You find a standard that you wish to live up to, so that's who you would accept your credentials from.
That's right. Otherwise, why get them?
You find a standard, again, for those that you want to get your credentials from, they would be your standards. So, like, for example, I mean, if you guys see me right now, folks out there, I'm totally buff.
Mm-hmm. And if I was a weightlifter,
what I always put in front of me is that bodybuilder, that Mr. Olympia, and I'm getting pretty close.
He's got nothing on you, though. I do got to say that.
So he's my standard, right?
Mm-hmm.
Today's mentality is like if you're a preacher, you just tolerate everything. And instead of fighting off the wolves, you just let them into the flock. Mm-hmm. I'm being sarcastic again. Sorry about that.
Careful.
It's almost like the opposite of the intent of credentials is what's accepted today.
Mm-hmm.
That's how backwards people are. Because but the question was, what are your credentials? So you know what I did, folks? I went and looked up the word credentials. I knew what it was, but I wanted to exact the definition. Webster's 1828, credentials. I'm going to give it to you verbatim, line upon line. Listen to this. Webster's 1828, Noah Webster's dictionary. He taught millions to read, not one to sin. That which gives a title or claim to confidence. The warrant on which belief, credit, or authority is claimed among strangers. You know what the second definition of credentials is? So the power of working miracles given to the apostles may be considered as their credentials, the witness of the Spirit, authorizing them to propagate the gospel and entitling them to credit. That's Noah Webster's 1828.
Could they do that without going to school?
They did. Peter, James, and John, they were all ignorant fishermen. Stinky guys.
Tearing up the world.
Must have had the right hearts, though. Because God used them. He called them out. But the credentials was...
It's got to be a hard thing
when they seen that John and Peter were unlearned and ignorant men, and they seen that Jesus was with them, that was their credentials. Man ordains or gives credentials one to another to appease politically what they want to appease. Hey, you're a part of the club. You're just like us. Yeah, we'll ordain you. We'll make you one of us as long as you go with our flow. God ordains man, folks. Though you have to get some kind of accreditation for the people to appease them and make them happy that you know the word backwards, inside and out. And yet, again, the question is what's your credentials? And I know that the intent of the email wasn't like, hey, man, I want to high-five you guys, man. You guys really got it going on. We're still waiting for the Bible guys to get on and question our credentials, or the constitutional guys to question our credentials. But see, you can be dumb as a rock. You can be a bottom feeder. And as long as you got credentials, everything's okay with you. But if you know the Bible like the back of your hand, you know it off the cuff, per se, that doesn't mean anything if you don't have credentials.
Yeah.
You got to get credentials. You got to pay for those credentials. For example, let me give you an example, Jake, and I'll let you talk right after this. You know that Obama is supposed to be a constitutional scholar, right? I wonder where he got his credentials.
Scholar?
George Soros, I think, gave him his credentials.
Nice guy.
Right? I'm not being funny.
quick pro quo here.
What I'm trying to say is the accreditation that the reprobates are looking for is that you do the opposite of what you are accredited for, and then you're okay.
That's right.
If you do what they do, then you must be accredited.
You must have credentials.
But if you speak out against them, we got to continuously poke and poke and poke at the foundation to see if they really are living, educated, sophisticated, and for sure they have to have credentials. And if they don't have those credentials, then they must not be valid. I mean, everybody we know has credentials. And I'm trying to figure out what the gospel is, and they have, like, the best of the best of credentials. This concerns me.
They even have nice frames on their credentials.
Dude, I mean, especially these religious guys, they all got the same glasses. That must be their credentials. Or they have it in the back of their pocket, Jake, their credentials. Mm-hmm. You know, wasn't it me and you that sat down with a guy not too long ago? He's a professor at a college. And he said that out of all the Bible colleges in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, he's the only one that did any evangelistic work.
Mm-hmm.
He said that I didn't.
Well, it's because the other guys had to give out their
credentials. I mean, it is, if you have credentials, I mean, it is existential.
What do you do after you get credentials?
Should I intertwine some King James with that?
Yeah.
Come on.
We're on a roll now.
Credentials. What credentials did Apostle Paul have? What credentials did Peter, James, John have? What credentials did Jesus have other than the fact that the Holy Spirit bore witness to everything he did and said? Isn't that the definition of credentials? This concerns me.
This has got to be concerning a lot of people.
I mean, I think I need to spend thousands of dollars to be taught that we've come from monkeys so I can get my credentials.
Wait a minute. So it costs money to get credentials?
I mean, you don't have to know the word. Come on.
I just need money.
Jake, come on. This sarcasm is really kicking off
okay.
the board.
Okay. But I am getting this.
If long as you go to college, you can get your credentials.
Does college cost money?
Yeah, tons of money. But as long as you went through the process of being dummy down or stupefied, you can always get your credentials. And I think that's important. This credentials.
So people that don't have credentials must really frustrate the people that have credentials.
Well, dude, it's a good thing that we're duly credentialized.
That's true.
I'm glad
we have credentials.
Hey, folks, I have credentials. Do you have credentials?
I've got credentials.
Everybody wants credentials. And I think it's time you get credentials.
Colin,
so let's
get
all get credentialized.
Let's do it. Let's start a web campaign. I'm going on Facebook right now.
Always questioning the truth. Always poking at the things of righteousness and holiness. It's dangerous business, folks. But you know what? We have our credentials.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The two pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. And keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by The Lost Vegas.
Baby, you're a rich man. Baby, you're a
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Them stupid farmers. Them dummies.
I'll tell you what, those farmers in New York.
I mean, other than the fact that they would outdo us in intellect any day of the week, even the best of what we have here in our country today, them dumb farmers.
Yeah.
But you know what? I bet they probably didn't have their credentials.
They didn't have credentials.
But that's the foundation we're standing on.
Exactly.
So how does that work?
Liberty without credentials?
I don't know.
Strange.
You got to pay somebody. You got to keep that bureaucracy rolling. Yeah. I mean, dude,
Miles Finch.
Straight. Existential.
We need to bring in Miles Finch.
I mean, when he said that to me, constitutional
credentials.
Yeah.
That really shows him how much he knows about the Constitution, doesn't
Folks,
it?
Folks, you want to know who it came from? Are you ready for this?
A lawyer.
A lawyer?
A bottom feeder.
Do you think he has credentials, though, or is he just...
I don't know, because I see him trying to work against those that are magnifying our liberty.
Gotcha.
So I'm trying to figure out where he got his credentials. He probably, I don't know, ACLU.
Might have. Maybe, you know, I mean...
Van Jones?
I remember when the president went to Notre Dame, he got an honorary degree, just like that.
And
he just got
where
a
did
credential.
He go?
Notre Dame? University?
Ooh.
Got an honorary degree without going to school.
Is that where that Christian covered up Christ?
Yeah.
When he spoke to the college students?
Yeah, well, actually,
just
it.
Take
that
it for
right
what he
DC,
says.
Yeah,
that's when he needed Christ, wasn't it?
That's right. When we need him, he's on our side. When we don't...
But what's important is he's got his...
Credentials.
I said Obama's supposed to be a constitutional scholar.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh.
I can tell by how much he talks about it.
Well, he talks about it... And the opposite of its intent.
That's right. It's taken on a new
meaning. He's accredited. Don't question
That's
it.
That's true.
He said it. Believe it. That settles the whole issue.
And his teachers that taught him must really know.
Saul Alinsky.
Yeah. They know about the Constitution.
Well, he's accredited. He's got his credentials.
Liberty to the people, right?
Yeah. Well, it's all about the people. It's for the good of the people, right?
That's
the
right.
poor.
Yeah. The poor people.
Mm. But he's got his credentials.
That's right.
So anyways.
Too bad if he didn't. He might have a leg to stand on, but since he's got him, it's worthless.
I mean,
what are we going to do?
I mean, Jake, I don't know. I mean, as long as I'm happy about our credentials.
I like them. Makes me be able to sleep at night.
Does it?
Yeah.
How's your constitutional course going anyways besides outstanding? And I wouldn't say that just because I'm sitting across from you.
I just want to say this. When I got my credentials to teach the Constitution class,
You couldn't do it any other way.
I was just ecstatic.
Ecstatic is
And
the
then
word.
I decided, well, now that I've got my credentials, maybe I should just learn something about the Constitution.
Do you remember when we had Judge Roy Moore here in Minneapolis probably 5 years ago?
Yep.
And I said, you know what? We have these lawyers going to law school that don't even know the law or the Constitution. He started laughing.
Teach him.
And he was a constitutional scholar. Mm-hmm. And I know for a fact he had his credentials.
He did have his credentials. And that's why he chuckled. Maybe he found out how funny it was.
Do you have that by chance? Because I said to him, there's nothing funny about it. Do you remember that? That must have been when I was ranting.
That was a serious rant. Point the finger at a credentialized person? What's wrong with you?
You know what? I really sincerely thought about this when I came in here. I slept probably 2 hours last night, and I'll tell you why. I didn't eat up until 6 o'clock because a lot of times I'll fast.
Mm-hmm.
When I did that, I didn't eat, but I drank coffee.
Oh.
And then when I wanted to go to sleep at 11:30 at night, I could not go to sleep. I faded out really quick, and I thought if I could fade out for just 5 minutes, I can stay sleeping, right?
Mm-hmm.
The heater goes on, wakes me up. I was up till probably 3 o'clock, just laying there, my head completely caffeine buzzing from the coffee. But I did have some console in the fact that I have my credentials.
You turned over and looked
right
at the wall.
Right on the wall.
Yes.
Dude, I didn't miss them. I put them there. I looked at them all night, and I said, you know what? As long as I have that on the wall, that pretty much substantiates who I am.
Yeah.
Not what I say or do.
No. Like I say, I mean, once you get the credentials, then you can actually learn why you got the credentials and for what.
Well, you know.
But you don't necessarily have to.
No.
No, I mean, like I said, when I have my constitutional credentials, then I decided maybe it's time to learn about the Constitution. I didn't really need to, but I thought it might be a good idea.
Isn't your course from John Eidsmo? They call him like the constitutionalist of the United States.
He's one of them.
He's one of the best.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's got credentials, actually.
He does. Yeah. And then on top of that, Michael Peruca is going to be flying in in 10 weeks here and
graduation.
Handing out those credentials.
Test. Yep.
What
I think
he
has credentials.
He does. He totally does. And so in saying that, with that piece of paper, what are we going to do with that? You know what I'm going to do? Save this guy's email address, and I'm going to send him my credentials.
There we go.
In 10 weeks. And then I'll take my ordainment because we're duly ordained. Mm-hmm. And we got two pistols.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one on each side.
That's right.
Johnny Ringo.
There we go.
Okay. And I'm going to send him one of those, too. As a matter of fact, I might send him both.
Both of them?
Yes.
You're not holding back.
I'm not.
I think it's a good idea.
Okay.
I think that'll solidify all of the argument.
I'm serious.
Well, I'm serious about this. I do know that the more I read the Constitution, the more encouraged I get, and the more enlightened I get, and the more I realize that those guys really got it right. And it's really simple, because everything they warned us to stay away from, if we would just take heed to their warnings, kind of like when the Lord gave the law of God, and then he told them to take heed of this, and then he gave them the blessings and cursings, and he said, you know, if you do this, if you obey my law, you will be blessed. If you disobey my law, you will inherit cursing. And guess what happens?
That is natural government, brother. Totally. To the max.
When you disobey the law, you inherit cursings.
This guy said this. He said, there's nothing stable but heaven in the Constitution.
That's right.
His name is President James Buchanan. Do you think he had his credentials?
Who?
He must be because he's in...
To say something like that, he would have had to have had credentials.
Okay. What about a guy like this? Martin Luther. He said, where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proven, and to be steady on all the battlefields besides is mere flight and disgrace if he flinches at that one point.
That's right.
His credentials is found in what he did.
That's right.
Not what he said.
Well, it's like when you're out on the battlefield and the enemy's shooting at you. What you do is you pull out your credentials and you put it in front of you and you block their fire. And then you, like, roll up the credentials and maybe you show them the credentials and the enemy turns around and runs away.
Well, maybe.
Do you think that happens?
I don't know, but I think what I want to do is because.
This has been a long
credential. Like when you walk. Well, no, but it's important that people understand the way of our credentials.
That's right.
When you walk into a man's office and he's got all these credentials on his walls.
Yeah.
And you don't see it in his life, you try to figure out what the problem is.
Yeah.
It seems like you see that more than you don't.
Yeah, so maybe the problem is a man getting credentials without having the oomph to back it up.
Pith and marrow.
That's right. That's a much better term.
That was really uneducated.
That was. Umph was like the bottom of the barrel.
Why all the sarcasm?
No, why? Why all the sarcasm, guys?
Give me back my credentials. I just said umph. Hey!
Give them to me, Jake. No more.
Well, that was close. He almost took my credentials for that.
That credential business is crazy stuff.
Whew.
So.
Serious.
Now, folks.
I mean, our country was founded on credentials. When those pilgrims came over here, they were outcasts of England and Holland.
Yeah.
They came over with credentials.
Terrorists.
And when they had to plant their gardens, the sprouts, before they came up, said, do you have your credentials to plant me in the ground?
Really?
And they said, yeah. Yeah, I've got credentials. And then one.
How low can you go?
We're feeding ground feeders here, folks. That's the point.
That's right.
So the ground feeders, you got to give them food that drops to the ground.
No, and they're victims of a strange delusion. It's probably our fault that they're so ignorant. So
somewhere in the mix, it is.
It's got to be our fault.
And you know, they probably had a
study.
Their life was probably 100 times better than I ever had it. But I guess it's an issue of heart here again. And but you know what? He's probably got his credentials.
That's true.
And as long as he's got those,
he's got to have it figured
out.
Yeah. Definitely listen to him.
I feel like we're being sarcastic.
But there's education coming through the sarcasm.
Yes. Education.
That was an error on the microphone. Don't take my credentials.
It's been a day of days.
One of them.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Like I said before, and we'll jump topic here, as long as we have our credentials, I think we're all doing good. What country can preserve its liberties from its rulers if they're not warned from time to time that their people preserve the spirit of resistance?
Isn't that great?
It is. See, you just pulled it up on the screen for me that we have, and it's 26 minutes long. Do you have just the piece where he started laughing? Because I think I can prove my point. And, folks, we're being sarcastic. Yes, indeed, we are. But we're also telling you the truth. She's trying to locate the exact spot right now.
You know, does she have credentials to locate that spot?
I don't think so.
She doesn't.
Do you get your diploma?
Do you have your credentials to locate
that spot?
Do you have
your diploma? Did you know, in all sincerity, that George Washington only went to the 8th grade?
Yeah, I actually did know that. And then he was a land surveyor, and he's probably the greatest American that's ever lived.
What about John Quincy Adams, an ambassador to Prussia? Mm-hmm. How old was he?
14
years old, yeah. What was school like back then?
I think they were taught by their parents. Must have had pretty smart parents. Or maybe the parents really cared about their children.
Probably
one
both.
Two.
We're seeing a lot more of that today.
Yeah.
In all sincerity.
Absolutely.
Parents love their kids, and it's awesome
that
to see
that is an absolute.
They love them so much, they're saying enough of the system.
Yep. I was just at a setting this morning, had the opportunity to speak. A woman came up and said, you know, I had 5 kids, I raised them all, they're out of the house, and now I'm going to be double as effective. Now, what she was saying is, I did my duty to train my children. I duplicated myself 5 times, and I'm not stopping there. Now that I'm an empty nester, I'm going to go out, and I'm going to do more myself individually. That's America. When our families literally exponentially increase, think about Abigail Adams, the wife of a president, and then the mother of a president.
She used to speak Latin quite a bit. Did you know that?
But you know what? She didn't have credentials because women couldn't get credentials back then.
Well, maybe we should give women their rights then.
That's right. And
you
they
know,
did.
We can have a lot of problems.
Due to her efforts without credentials.
You know, we didn't even mean for credentials to be the topic.
No.
It just kind of rolled out that way. Is it because we're tired or is it because we're so intellectually smart that if we start another topic, it's going to go on past?
It could.
The 5 o'clock mark?
A lot of guns.
Yeah. What do you think? I don't know. I mean,
I think it's a wonderful idea.
That's good.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early 1900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
Hi folks, Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg here for eFoods Direct.
In August, we're celebrating our 30-year anniversary in the long-term food supply industry.
To celebrate, the biggest sale ever, our most popular premier one-year food supply for 30% off.
That's 30% off of our Freedom Food Supply. You save $536 on each one-year supply. That's lower than 1981 prices.
If you ever thought about getting a year's supply of food, now is the time.
This whole one-year supply is a balanced selection of foods, and it all fits in the space of a washing machine.
You know you need your own food.
But time is running out. This 30% off sale for the best food on the planet ends Friday, August 26th.
Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/freedom. This sale ends Friday, August 26th. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/freedom.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with wild birch bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. And folks, it's interesting. I had my credentials since 2001.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you got them.
How couldn't I? I mean, that's
well,
you have to have them, I thought. Absolutely.
That's right, yeah.
You do.
That's right.
And I even got that big bald spot on the back of my head.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, the monk thing?
Yeah. And I got a tail on the back like a Hare Krishna.
Uh-huh.
I'm a little confused, but we're working it out.
Yep. I wear sackcloth once in a while, too.
Really?
Yeah, my credentials say that at least once a year I have to wear sackcloth.
Really? Do you, like, throw dirt on your head after that then?
Sometimes.
All right.
Sometimes.
As long as you do it on a street corner and everybody sees you do it?
It's pretty uncomfortable, but, you know, it's what you got to do. It's the price you got to pay for credentials.
Or you're walking in a gay parade. I mean, that's important, too.
Yeah? That was quite a day.
Well, yeah. You hater.
Yeah. Hate monger. I'm trying to figure out how preaching the gospel of Christ, which sets a man free from his sin, his hate. How is that hate? I'm still trying to figure that out. Maybe I'm just naive.
Let me give you one from my accredited mind, where I have my credentials.
That's right.
Here, I'll just give you this right off memory. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
My credential people didn't teach me.
In all sincerity, I love my Lord enough to say that's foolishness, and I feel like Elijah's sitting here on the Mount Carmel mocking these clowns.
How ridiculous it sounds.
This is what Jesus said in John 15. He said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another. But if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you." What in Scripture tells us the reason they hated you so much? Because he took the covering off of them and exposed them for who they really were under the eye of the Holy Spirit. And they hated him because of it. It's Scripture. It's all over the place. There's no getting away from it.
Yeah, he put the responsibility back to him. Just like our veterans, when they come back, they don't need to say a word. When they've already laid their blood upon the altar of sacrifice of liberty, they just say, "Look at the sacrifice. What will you do? What will you do?" Most folks don't want to look at the sacrifice because then it might imply there might be some kind of a duty or responsibility back. So instead they trample on the blood and say, well, I've got freedom.
You just hit a note here. I want to ask you a question. I want your thoughts on this in all sincerity. When they had the funerals for all of these people in Arizona,
yeah,
there was a group, a church group that came up.
Oh, my goodness.
And they were protesting the funerals. Why did they want to protest the funerals? Am I missing something? I said to my wife when I first heard about this guy, and I just heard about him this week,
mm-hmm.
and I said to my wife, I wonder if that guy's not a plant.
Yeah. It's so ridiculous.
It's beyond ridiculous. If that was my kid mm-hmm. and they came and protested my kid,
yep.
I would have a serious, serious problem
yep.
with them standing right there protesting my kid.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. What was the protest about? Does anybody know?
Well, from what I understand is that these guys will protest a funeral and say it's because God's judgment is on us. I don't know. Do they tie it back into homosexuality or something like that? Something crazy?
He does that as well.
Yeah, they say, so the reason that this funeral is happening is because of God's judgment on us.
And is that what Arizona was about?
Yeah, I believe so. That was part of it. This
you gotta
shooting
be kidding
happened.
Me.
What they do is they try to take limelight or spotlight opportunities to go out and say that God is judging us because of such and such. And so they go to the funerals and say, you know what? You should have listened to God and you wouldn't be in this kind of position, that kind of thing.
Can I ask you something about that?
That sounds lunatic.
It sounds lunatic. Let me say this.
Actually, it is.
It's unscriptural.
Totally.
This guy seriously has to be a plant.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question about it.
Great example of this. Again, this is an Alinsky thing.
Ridiculous bullcrap.
I remember when George Bush came out to, I can't remember which college it was, but anyhow, he was speaking to kind of pound the drum for the Vietnam War and support of it and whatnot, and it's a good thing. And so Alinsky's students were all upset about this, and they were going to go protest George Bush. And so I said, no, don't do that. Just dress up like the Ku Klux Klan and hold big signs that say, Ku Klux Klan supports George Bush. And every time he says something, all of you start cheering. Pretend like you're on George Bush's side with your Ku Klux Klan outfits. So every time he said something, they would start cheering and say, way to go, George! The Ku Klux Klan supports you! So it's a prime example of a plan.
I mean, seriously, folks, when you see this kind of stuff, I wouldn't even pay any mind to these kind of people, but I'll tell you what, if it was at a funeral where somebody I knew them, I'd be the first one over there to probably physically remove their little hind end.
Yep, no freedom of speech there. You don't have freedom to do that crap.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to know.
Yep.
How do you justify that? And we need to be careful with this, too.
Mm-hmm.
But scripturally, folks, there is no justification of that at all. I don't care if it's the homosexuals. There is no justifying that. I understand what he's saying, but he's out of spirit, folks.
Way out.
He's out of spirit.
You know, another thing, too, you need to take heed of is the Tea Parties were getting accused of being these radicals and crazies and stuff like that. And once in a while, there'd be like this just lunatic madman in the crowd. He wasn't uniform with the rest of the crowd. And they're obviously people that don't like the Tea Parties, so they go put this ridiculous T-shirt on and go act like a complete moron in the middle of the crowd so that it gives the Tea Parties bad names. I've been to a ton of Tea Parties. Now, some people are a little more vocal than I would be. They're vocal on certain topics that I wouldn't be.
Really?
But these aren't the type of people
Jake,
that,
you're the one that was just all across the network.
No, I'm fine with being vocal. I'm saying for certain topics. I'm not vocal on certain topics. But anyways, the point is that these are freedom-loving people. They abide by the laws of the land. And again, there's exceptions to every rule, but these are not lunatic madmen. Sincerity, again, have you ever met a sincere person who is maybe a little bit over the top or over the edge that wasn't sincere? That's why he is.
But just a couple minutes back, you were raising your voice and it sounded like you were at the edge of sanity.
Yeah.
That scares me. You represent us. You embarrass me as a Christian conservative.
Gosh. I humbly
apologize.
Aren't
you the guys that are at the football games and your body's half yellow and purple and you got horns on your head and you're
that I've never
screaming
done.
Like a fool in your
well,
living
room? Well, see, now that's normal because it's sports. You can do those sort of things.
Sure.
I mean, you can get irate. I mean, it's the playoffs coming up now, I think.
What do they do after that? I mean, if they got the shirt off, what do they do for the playoffs?
I think
they take their socks and shoes off?
Yeah.
Paint their toenails like
and they start to cut their skin? Maybe. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
That's normal.
But that's acceptable. You know,
sure.
It's sports.
Sane.
It really helps our country.
And it's healthy.
Exactly. It teaches good morals and ethics and values.
Get behind your team, but not your country.
No.
That's going too far.
Not the word of God either, especially not in public.
And we don't want to mix that in with King James and modern English.
That's true. Boy, and then if we really do that.
I should talk to like Spurgeon, Wesley, Knox, Wigglesworth, John G. Lake, Alexander Dowie. And
how did liberty come through those movements?
I don't know. They probably just sat back and kept to themselves.
Yeah, they couldn't have quoted King James. I know that.
I mean, to say to them, if you want to change the future, you have to trouble the present.
Sounds a little radical.
Sounds like Paul, though, in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Did the disciples have their credentials? Their credentials was found in the power of the Holy Spirit. It wasn't the little plaque that they have on the wall that makes them who they are. What makes us men is our wits and who we are in our hearts. And we know each other by our fruit. And men out there that are so simple-minded, especially locally, they just don't have enough common sense that they just try to figure out how to poke at you any way they can. And they ask the question, do you have your credentials? Do you have your credentials? I mean, what gives you credentials? Credentials today is when you go to school for 2 to 3 years, you pay thousands of dollars, they teach you that you came from monkeys, and they get a piece of paper, they put it on the wall, and they carry it in their wallet, and then therefore they're a part of the club because now they have credentials. And then the question you have to ask yourself in that situation is, what is the standard of the credential giver?
Mm-hmm.
And theirs would be the floor.
Yep, pull back the curtain and see what the product of these people's minds are.
The Bart Simpson mentality, the shoot for the floor rather than the ceiling.
Yep, and
mentality.
Everything's objective.
Yes.
We can all just make our own opinions. But
creating a God to suit your sin is ultimately what it is, number two, of the commandments.
You look at any great leader throughout history. Let's just look at our country, George Washington, finishing the seventh grade.
Eighth grade.
Credentials.
Eighth grade.
Oh, he finished the eighth grade?
Yes.
So here you have a man who doesn't even enter into high school. At best, he's got a junior high education. But the anointing upon his life where God bore witness.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what a lot of folks need to understand. For instance, MLK was a very sharp man. The guy was a genius.
He
could quote people in his sleep. And so people say, well, I'm going to be like that. I'm going to study the way he studied. I'm going to study the things he studied. But you won't get the witness of the Spirit of God. And that's ultimately what creates movements with people. And that's what's important. And you can't get that with a piece of paper.
No.
You can't study hard enough to get that bearing witness of the Spirit of God on your life.
And ultimately what it comes down to, Jake, is God ordains men. Men do not ordain men. And where you see men ordained of men, they gloat in it.
Yep.
Where you see men ordained of God, they don't gloat in anything because they're not that stupid.
Yeah, a prime example of that is the mainstream media. What do? They promote each other. And everybody knows it's superficial and there's nothing behind it.
You don't have to do that
with
the truth.
Then you get a grassroots movement where everybody gathers at the Capitol because they maybe have a tea party or any. I'm not just limiting it to just tea parties, but a group of people that are sick and fed up and nobody organized it. They're just there. That's the Spirit of God moving something. And that's what's terrifying right now, this administration. As we just said, see it to half the representatives in the House, and the Senate is next on its way, and so is the presidency. Because that's what terrifies them is that, you know what, no matter how much fabrication we do through the mainstream media, no matter how much fear we dump on the people, it's just a matter of time before the Spirit of God swells on those people like in the ocean and absorbs the waves that we see right now and that people are scared of.
Webster's 1828, just recapping a little bit, having a little fun. Credentials, Webster's 1828, this is what it says, okay? That which gives credit, that which gives a title or claim to confidence, the warrant on which belief, credit, or authority is claimed. I bet, like, Adolf Hitler had credentials.
Oh, I'm sure he had the best of them.
Mao Zedong.
Oh, yeah, very much credentialized.
Benito Mussolini, I mean, that guy really had some credentials. Mm-hmm. We're still trying to figure out where those came from, but people thought he was the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Yeah, and sliced bread has credentials, too. You need to have that to make sliced bread.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. America, we love you by what we do. We'll talk to you next week, coming at you live again.
We have the strongholds, we, and we are the sons.